Right, so let's read the word of God. We're in Matthew, Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, starting at verse 1. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the word of God. Let me pray before John comes up and opens God's word to us. Father God, we treasure your word, and we thank you that you have given us your word. And I want to just pray for my brother John as he comes and opens it for us this morning, Lord. May we hear you speaking to us. May you soften our hearts. May you help us to understand in our minds and in our hearts what it meant for you to come, Lord God, as a baby, to save your people from their sins. And Lord, as I'm reminded as we look at this passage and see the response of Herod to the news of Jesus, that it was in a time of darkness that our Lord Jesus was born. And Lord, for many of us this Christmas, it is a time of sadness and a time of sorrow, Lord. And as we know from Isaiah, on the people who walked in darkness, a great light has shone. And Lord, I praise you that you are the light bringer, that you give us comfort and joy at Christmas time. And I pray that that will be true for each of us sat here or sat on our sofas at home, Lord, that we will know comfort and joy this Christmas. So Lord, speak to us this morning, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. Welcome. Yeah, it's a bit of a mess, isn't it, really? You were sitting watching Boris last night, junking what we thought we were going to be doing. Cherished Christmas traditions, going by the board perhaps, your little family rituals, which perhaps you can no longer do. Yeah, we all have sort of traditions at Christmas, don't we? Old ones and new ones. We all send out Christmas cards. First Christmas cards went out in 1843. Do you know why? Because the penny post had been invented in 1840. Prior to that, you had to be rich to send letters. But the penny post meant everyone could send a letter. And the guy in charge of the post office had a mate of his run off about 150 Christmas cards. And it caught on very fast. And the post office did very well out of it. But then there are new traditions, things which when I was a kid we didn't do. Lights outside the house, looks like Blackpool all over Stockport, doesn't it? Then there's holly wreaths on the doors, that's relatively new as well. And what about Christmas jumpers? I can see Josh Fatt, Sam, and perhaps the one or two more. Oh yeah, some more over there. Another Sam, Joseph. Any more Christmas jumpers? Oh, yeah, one there. And there's Christmas face masks. Ruth Bailey, any more? Yeah, I don't actually own a Christmas jumper. But have you seen the socks? Well, you can't see them at home because the camera doesn't bring them in. But I thought I'd put on my posh red jacket to celebrate Christmas. And then there's another new Christmas tradition. The Christmas television ad. Each commercial enterprise trying to outdo the other with the popularity of their Christmas TV ads. There's John Lewis always up there at the front, isn't there? There's Aldi. Was that the one with the talking carrot? Marks and Spencer's normally pitch in. And there's Coca-Cola always have something to say. In fact, it was Coca-Cola who turned Santa Claus from wearing green, a green outfit, into a red outfit. And then there is Tesco. Roll the video. We hope.
I gave my sister a really terrible haircut. What if I'm on the naughty list?
Relax. After this year, Tesco says there is no naughty list. So take that, Kay. You deserve it.
I may have bought too many loo rolls.
So did I.
And me. I once forgot to sing happy birthday when I washed my hands.
I didn't teach them physics or maths.
Or geography.
Guys, it's fine. There's no naughty list, so tuck in.
I didn't do it to catch some time.
What?
No.
I did do a charity bake-off.
Tago, what up?
I might have gone on holiday.
Oh, Santa. Well, have a mince pie. And Britain, you have all the treats you want, OK? Because this year at Tesco... There is no naughty list.
There you are, beautifully filmed, vibrant colours. I think that's a really great ad. Underlined, it's Tesco, without being too in your face about it. But then there's all those people confessing their sins. The guy who brought too many loo rolls, the little girl. Anyone give their sister a horrible haircut here? And there's even Santa looking tanned, having been on an illicit holiday. Of course, there's only one unforgivable sin. Did you spot what it was? He didn't donate to Captain Tom. But then, it was atoned for with the charity bake-off. And the message? At Tesco this year, there is no naughty list. So go ahead, indulge yourself. You saw all the goodies on display. And the unspoken message is that Tesco is ready and waiting to help you do it, to indulge yourself. Your sins are forgiven. There's nothing to be sorry about this year. Tesco will grant you absolution, which costs them nothing, and will welcome you into their culinary Christmas paradise, where they have everything to gain. But I know a couple of Christmas ads which beat the supermarkets, even Coca-Cola, hands down. They come without false or exaggerated claims and with a promise which is guaranteed to be kept. Let's go back in time to 4 BC and two writers who tell us about it. Luke, a doctor, and Matthew, a tax collector. And at the centre of attention... At the start of their books is a baby and a promise. They tell us the impact of the message on two very different groups of people. There's a bunch of shepherds and a group of magi or wise men. Spoiler alert number one. Not kings, magi or wise men. So let's start with the shepherds. Now, in normal circumstances, we've had a line of shepherds out the front here, but I'm not allowed to do that, kids, so you'll have to stay in your bubbles. Luke tells us that on the night of Jesus' birth, there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Now, shepherds were at the bottom of the heap. They had a bad rep as a group. They had perhaps a tendency to nick things. No fixed abode. Workers living on a minimum wage. lacking any influence in society. They were Jews, but perhaps not very observant Jews. It's hard to attend synagogue when there are sheep which need to be looked after 24/7. In the poetic language, the poor and the lowly. Our reading told us what happened. Now, we're so used to that reading in Luke and later on the one in Matthew that perhaps we don't get it, that this is really weird, really strange. You're going about your business and suddenly an angel appears. Here they were on the night shift, keeping the flock safe from four-legged predators and two-legged thieves. And God suddenly breaks into their lives with an angelic announcement, backed up by a great company of the heavenly hosts. What an ad. But what was the message? What was the message? Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. A Saviour, someone who saves, a rescuer. Saved from what? In his book, Matthew tells us of the angel's words to Joseph in a dream. He will save his people from their sins. Yeah, over the last year, much kindness and thought for others has been shown, which is really great. However, the Bible tells us we're all sinners. Not as bad as we could be, but still sinners. Now, sin is not fundamentally a Tesco-style naughty list. It's much more serious than that. It is the self-centeredness which puts ourselves in the place of God. And this leads to the sinful actions, great and small, which maintain that distance between ourselves and our Maker. We all need Jesus to be our Saviour, our Rescuer. Because ultimately God will call us all to account. But God became man and was born in Bethlehem, so that by trusting in his death, that happened later in our place, our sin can be forgiven. God offers us forgiveness, not Tesco, and our lives will be changed. Though he starts here with a bunch of Jewish shepherds, Luke was mainly writing for non-Jews, Gentiles we call them. He wants to stress that Jesus is our Saviour. He wants you to know that the message of the angel is for everyone, whatever race, gender, position in life. Good news that will cause great joy for all the people. It's for you. The shepherds heard. They went and they worshipped. Bethlehem was just down the road. They were near, and the promises for those who are near. Are you near? Perhaps there's someone here this morning or watching who's been thinking about the claims of Jesus and the Christian faith for some time, but haven't taken that final step to commitment. God asks that you come and worship his Son. He may not be speaking to you with a heavenly host, but ask yourself, is he speaking to you in some way? Why not take that step of commitment? Then the wise men. Matthew, in his account of Jesus' birth and in the rest of his books, wants Jewish readers to know that Jesus is a true Israelite in the line of David. But he introduces us to some decidedly non-Jews, magi or wise men. Spoiler alert number two. We don't know that there were three, just three gifts mentioned. There might have been a dozen wise men. And between them, they presented the baby with gold, frankincense, or myrrh. But let's just stick with the three for the moment. And we don't know their names either. Just that they were from the east. They were rather different from the shepherds. They came from the east, geographically Persia, which is modern Iran. is the most likely place. The days when the Persian monarchs ruled vast swathes of the eastern Mediterranean were long gone, but Persia was still a great centre of learning and religion. Here were wise men who studied astronomy and what events in the heavens might mean. They were intellectuals, brainy guys, who studied science. They were men of wealth and influence. Perhaps their religion was Zoroastrianism. They worshipped the overarching Persian deity, Ahura Mazda, the Lord of Wisdom. Certainly they weren't worshipping the one true God, the God of the Jews. They were about as far from Yahweh as you could get. Yet God spoke to them in an unusual way. A star arose, signifying a newborn king of the Jews. A sign so momentous, they just had to go and check it out. Sometimes God breaks into people's lives in very unusual ways. A friend and former colleague of mine, a happy pagan in a good job, was driven into a church and subsequently to God himself when the IRA bomb went off in central Manchester. It got her thinking about what life was all about. And for some reason, she was drawn to go and sit in the church. And it went from there. She sought out what it was about and became a Christian and then went into Christian work later on. There are also credible accounts from Islamic countries of Jesus appearing in dreams to people. So God can break into lives in most unusual ways. So these Magi journeyed west to Jerusalem. By the way, the Bible doesn't mention camels either. I think horses were more likely if they came from Persia. Again, you heard the story that Matthew tells. They get to Jerusalem. They ask Herod about the new king. He was disturbed by this news, and so was all Jerusalem. There was a buzz in the air. It was gossiped on the streets. A quick check with the Jewish scholars, and the wise men were on their way to Bethlehem, with instructions from Herod to let him know where they might find the new king. Herod wanted to worship him. Yeah, a likely story. Herod was a murderous monarch who wanted no threat to his position as king. He'd actually even executed a couple of his own sons who he regarded as a threat. The wise men find the toddler Jesus at his house in Bethlehem. Our ECC Nativity got it right. Spoiler alert 3. They didn't arrive at the manger on Christmas night, but some months later, or even a year later, the star appeared when Jesus was born, and then they travelled to the house. Like the shepherds, they worshipped. The message of Christmas is for those far off. In fact, from anyone, from any country or any region, anywhere. It's also for those who are far off because they so far have had no time for religion, have never stopped to think about Christianity, whether it might be true, might be something in it worth investigating. Perhaps intellectual pride is dismissive of the Lord Jesus. Perhaps good living leaves no time to stop and think. Eat, drink, and be merry. Or perhaps the cares and troubles and knockbacks of this life have left you far off. And there have been a lot of knockbacks and disappointments this year. Perhaps some people are angry and bitter. Perhaps in despair and without hope. Jesus came for you all. Near and far, believing or sceptical, rich, poor, somewhere in the middle, come and worship the Lord Jesus. The Bible doesn't promise a quick fix, and following Jesus does not promise health, wealth, and instant happiness. But no, there is a deep joy and a renewal of hope for those who trust themselves to him. Finally, let's go back to where we started. God's ads. Angels, stars, not a clever, persuasive pitch, but an authoritative declaration for this year, however bad it's been, and every year, with or without lockdowns and restrictions. Thinking of the accounts of the shepherds and wise men, there are four things we can all take away, believers or not. First of all, God spoke. Angel and a star. Are you hearing God speak to you? What's God saying to you this Christmas time? Secondly, both believe and came to the baby Jesus. Near or far, will you come and worship the baby who was and is God and man, God incarnate? Put Jesus at the center of Christmas. Both made an offering. The shepherds spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. You're willing to tell people about the Lord Jesus, point them to the true meaning of Christmas. The wise men opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Will you offer your time, your abilities, your wealth to serve the Lord Jesus, bringing hope to a broken world? And fourthly, and finally, it is God who speaks and acts, and to him goes all the glory and praise. It's not about us, it's about him. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen. Yeah, our singing may be muted at the moment, but let's still praise and glorify God. The Christmas carol in the bleak winter ends with this verse. What can I give him, poor as I am? You all know it. If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would play my part. Yet what I can, I give him, give my heart. This Christmas, won't you give Jesus your heart? You can be sure he won't give it away the very next day, but will walk with you and carry you through all the downs and ups of this life and into the next. That baby in the manger is our Saviour and King. Let's stay seated as we see our next song, O Holy Night. And as we listen to the words, let's think about what is the center of our Christmas this year.